This is The Good Chat with Mrs. Burns of Third Grade.
I'm Aggie.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Jane.
I'm Jack.
I'm Rowan.
I'm Ben.
I'm Isabella.
I'm Lincoln. And this is the, and we're going to play the interview with Todd Ricketts.
This is our part two.
Okay.
It's my bad.
All right.
So, not at that museum, but at the Science Museum, they have a new exhibit.
Yeah.
And they had an Aston Martin, which is like my favorite type of car. So.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Like British, like the old classic British sports car. Can't go wrong.
Also, at the Museum of Science and Industry, they have some old cars there too.
Yeah.
Also, they have a Pullman.
And like, you know what else I like at the Museum of Science and Industry is when you can walk into the airliner, the airplane.
Oh,
that's
hanging
up there. I think the airplanes they have there are super cool.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I always, when I'm at the Museum of Science and Industry, I always go to a place where they hatch the baby chicks.
Oh, I love that.
Because I think those are cute, too.
Yeah.
It's so cute. I actually, one time, on our field trip, I saw one of them hatching. And they actually did it.
You are kidding.
Yeah.
Wait, it was so cool.
Yeah, that is the cool. That's one of the neatest things at the museum.
Yeah. The next question is, who's your favorite player on the Cubs?
Oh, well, I don't have a favorite player. I like them all. Like, they are such a great group of kids. And really, from my point of view, I'm 47 years old. They're all kids to me. And if you do the math really quickly, how old are you guys? You guys are 9 or 10?
9.
So if you're 9, that means that you're 15 years younger than Javier Baez. But remember, I'm 23 years older. So in my mind, Javier Baez is closer in age to you guys than he is to me. So I think that, like, these guys are all—they're all great kids, though. They're all kids. They're all great. And some of the funny ones, Wilson Contreras—he plays like a little kid, so I like the way he plays. Well, obviously Baez and Russell—they make incredible plays in the midfield, in the infield. And Brian Rizzo, they knock the home runs along with Schwarber when we need them. So, gosh, they're all really great. They're all really great.
Yeah, we had a mystery Skype once, which is where you try to guess where the other people live. And by asking yes
they
or
were
no
from
questions.
They're from,
and they
Ohio.
Were from Ohio. And they were from right next to Cleveland.
So we
and so we kind of gave them a hard time about the Cubs winning.
Good.
Okay, do you like pizza? And if you do, what kind of toppings do you like?
Well, I will just start by saying there are a few things in this world that I never get tired of and I can eat all the time. And the two things that I think of first when I think of my favorite foods are peanut butter and pizza. So pizza is my absolute favorite. I could eat it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day of the week.
My God.
So my favorite toppings, I'm kind of like, generally I go for the meat, like the sausage or pepperoni and hamburger or meatballs, and maybe some onions in there. Or if I'm doing like a special pizza, you guys sitting down because you're going to be surprised when you hear this. Shrimp, mangoes, and jalapenos.
Yummy.
That sounds
yummy.
So weird. How does that go together?
I like it.
Oh, it's like, yeah, if you ever been to the beach for vacation, that's what it is. It tastes like the beach.
Wow.
You get the fresh fruit of the mangoes, a little spicy jalapeno, and then the ocean with the shrimp.
How does the beach taste?
It tastes great. It makes me feel like I'm on vacation.
Oh, and also, how you said you like peanut butter? My dog Sarge is crazy about peanut butter. Like, he will eat peanut butter even if it's out of the trash can.
My dog Wrigley.
That's a good. Hopefully, you'll be happy with that name for the next 10 or 15 years.
We are very happy with that name.
good. Yeah, dogs like peanut butter. You know what I caught my dog doing once?
What?
I put these little bowls of wasabi peas on my coffee table. Do you know what those are?
Yeah, I know what those are.
They're the dried peas with the hot powder on them.
Yeah.
And my dog, he ate an entire bowl of them.
Oh, my God.
I know, it would have made my eyes water. I probably would have been coughing, but he ate them all. He seemed to like like them, and they're super hot. It didn't make any sense to me.
Is your dog, like, a big dog or, like, a smaller one?
What kind of dog is it?
He's a black lab. He's, you know, he's probably about the same size as Lincoln's dog, Lincoln in your class.
He's about
the same size, because I think he came from the same place as Lincoln's family got his dog.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that,
This one's mine's Lincoln. Black.
Do you have any advice for us to be successful?
You know what? I learned this. A mentor of mine, when I was coming out of college, told me a couple really great things, and I've always lived by it. And one of the things is never be afraid to fail. And if you're not failing at something, it means you're not trying enough new stuff. And then he added on to this idea. He said, you know what experience is? Experience is what you get when you don't get what you want.
What?
And so I know that's my bit of advice. To be successful, always try new things and always be happy to get some experience when you fail.
Well, I've heard of a saying that, and it goes like, if you fail, that's proof that you're trying.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so if you're not failing at something, it means you're not trying enough new stuff.
And also, every time you fail, like, most people think of it, oh, when I do it right, I'm learning. Actually, that's true, but if you fail, you're also learning, because you're learning what not to do.
If you have a test, and you haven't learned anything, like, you're either going to get a 100, because you might have already known that, or you get a 0.
On my spelling test, I didn't know that it was my first time in the hard group, and I didn't know we had to write the meanings, so I winged it, and I got 20 out of 20.
All right, way to go.
It was so weird.
Sometimes life's just okay, right?
Yeah.
Everything goes your way.
Oh, and
sometimes it doesn't. Go ahead.
Jack.
Are you a world traveler?
You know, I've got kids that are about your age, so when I travel, we do things that are a little easier these days, but I have been into a lot of places around the world, and I do like getting out. My wife and I, before we got married and had kids, we would go on vacation and try to spend less than $20 a day. So we would camp, and we would eat in cheap restaurants, and we would go to, like, places that were free. And that was how we had fun, by doing it as cheaply as possible. But now we generally kind of go to the beach or go skiing when we have the time to go on vacation.
Oh, I love skiing. Where have you been?
Oh, I've been to, all over South America and all over Europe and all over Africa. And, a little bit in Asia. I haven't been to all the countries in Asia, but I've been to Korea and Mongolia and places like that. And,
I saw your suit in your house, the Mongolian suit.
Yeah, so I went to Mongolia and I took a class called Mongol Warrior Training.
Well, out of all the places you've been, which one is your favorite?
You know, I kind of have two places that I really like to go. They're a little bit for different reasons and a little bit for the same reasons. So every summer, my family and I, we go up to Quebec in Canada, and we rent a house on a lake. And this house has no electricity and no cell service and no internet. And so all you can do is read books and swim and fish. And it's really great because you kind of disconnect from the rest of the world for a few days. And my other favorite spot to go is I like to go down to Costa Rica and go surfing. I like to surf.
Ew, that sounds really fun. The reason I ask where you've been, because I have been out of the country a couple times. I've been to Amsterdam and Iceland, and then I went to France and London and Ireland.
That's pretty fun. Yeah, those are great places. Amsterdam is a really fun town.
Yeah.
And what did you go to Iceland for, though? I've never been to Iceland.
Just to
go, I guess. I don't know.